Well, we're joined. I'm thrilled to be here with him, and here he is. I can't believe it. He's in here this morning, and I guess he's early for Monday, and that is Larry Krueger at Sports Larry KNBR. You are live on Periscope.
Oh, good morning, Marty, and good morning, Periscopians.
Say hello to the world.
Yeah, hello, world.
What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I'm in the midst of a vacation, but I was coming in here to see my man David Hollander in the morning, and so there you were. We literally bumped into each other in the hallways. So.
Yeah, I just got back from Arizona. I took the week off down there, and got to recharge the batteries a little bit, and it was nice. And I'm sure for you, it's a nice vacation to be off.
It is nice. It is nice getting a lot of family time, a lot of time on the beach, and it's been frustrating though watching. I've been wagering on baseball this week. And the Giants bullpen the last 2 days, 8 innings. They've had to lean on their bullpen in the first 2 games of this series. And I think today's a huge day because I think this guy, Matt Cain, is maybe the most important guy between now and the end of the year for the Giants. If Matt Cain is Matt Cain of the past, then the Giants are probably okay. But if he's not, then they may be in trouble.
Yeah, well, this whole thing, and, we talked about this in June. You and I talked about seven teams. That this whole race was going to come down to seven teams in the National League, and it's coming down that way. Washington and the Mets, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and the Cubs, and the Giants and the Dodgers. It's a seven. Two of those seven are not getting in. And right now, Washington is showing signs of leaking oil. They have really had trouble to get some people back, but their pitching still has not straightened out. The Mets are going crazy.
Mets look great. I mean, the two hottest teams in baseball right now are Toronto in the American League and the Mets in the National League, and the Mets – They say great pitching will stop losing streaks. Great hitting will give you, extended winning streaks. Well, the Mets have had great pitching. And now they've added, they've added Kelly Johnson and Uribe and most notably Cespedes. And surprise, surprise, they've taken off.
Yeah, I love it. We've been all over their pitching all year long. And they talked about a six-man rotation. They don't need. They get Steven Matz back pretty soon as well. I think the Mets are a very dangerous team. Any team you get in with the three starters. Now, they haven't been down the stretch before, and they got some Tommy John guys in the middle of that, so you got to be careful with the innings. But they got a lot of depth. I think they're going to knock Washington out.
Well, I mean, nobody wants to play the Giants in the playoffs because of Bochy and Posey and Bumgarner and how many guys are wearing rings and all the experience and savvy and all that. But I would imagine nobody really wants the Mets because you get DeGrom. You get Syndergaard. Those are probably the two best young pitchers in the game. Harvey's kind of an afterthought behind those two guys. I mean, you could have a lot of momentum rolling into a playoff series with them and get shackled.
And Nice. See, this seems like the Giants. You could throw, DeGrom in a playoff game, the play-in game, if they don't win. Then you got your rotation set right after that. This is like the old Giant team.
I mean, DeGrom is filthy. I was at the game earlier this year at AT&T when he shut down the Giants. And, he's 98 with the fastball, but with command and location. I mean, the guy's really, really good. And now Syndergaard, who looked a little shaky early, has locked in. And the last couple starts for him, he's just been flat overpowering. So you mentioned Matz, the youngster had an injury. So if he comes back, and he's anything close to what he is billed to be, man.
Yeah, no, they're good.
they are really something. And Cespedes gives them some thump. So, and then now, watching this Cubs team yesterday, Kyle Schwarber, the 22-year-old catcher who they're playing in the outfield sometimes, hitting .345 with six bombs in 25 games. He's been huge for Joe Maddon, and this Cubs team is tough.
Yeah, and they got a closer. And Joe Maddon knows how to manage. He's been down the stretch before, and he brought the guy in yesterday for a five-out save once it started getting a little weird. I thought Lester had a good game yesterday. Not completely overpowering. Giants had some shots, but he pitched well. It's the pitching. It's the pitching for the Giants right now. The leak injury is not good.
What a bad break. I mean, has the guy ever been on the DL?
2010. Okay, but he had a fatigued arm in 2010.
He basically is one of the attractions of trading for Mike Leake was that his incredible durability.
Seven innings, eight innings every time. So now he's out.
Now he's on the DL.
Panic being out is a problem. Number one, it's the top of the order. Pagana's still in there. Pagana's got to get out of the top of the order. I don't get it. I truly don't get it. Why Aoki is just not in that spot. Put Blanco second. I don't care what you do, but Pagan's got to get out of that spot. He's just doing nothing. And hurting him again in center field. Yesterday, he didn't get to a ball that he should have gotten to. But the panic injury, I don't know. Look, I commended you this week. I really did. I was thinking about you on Tuesday when Tomlinson went 3-for-3 and had the RBIs, and you've been screaming, bring up Kelby Tomlinson, bring him up. Let's see what these guys can do. They brought him up, and he really did well beginning. Yesterday, he had trouble. They had two rockets at him. That a good second baseman knocks it down or even makes the play, it ate him up, and I think defensively it hurt him. But he's hit second in the order. You can run on Lester. He just didn't get on yesterday. But the panic injury, the top of the order's got to get straight again because Duffy in the three spot is terrific.
What a tough out he is.
The whole team is a tough out.
Might be the rookie of the year. He's got the best war of any rookie in the big leagues this year. And to me, Heston might be, Heston looks like he's tiring a little bit. But, Heston's in that race as well. But Peterson's average is plummeting for L.A. So he's got the power numbers. He was the foregone conclusion that he was going to be the rookie of the year. But now he's starting to sink. And Matt Duffy Matt Duffy has just been an incredible find.
Oh, he's been amazing. He's been amazing.
Offense, defense, and the guy just really – and he took him 15 games to get comfortable or so. But once he got comfortable at third, he's a tough out who uses the whole field. And if you look at his splits, Marty, he's best with two outs in runners in scoring position. Who says that? Who can actually say
that
they're better? who can honestly make the claim that they're better with two outs and runners in scoring position than they are with nobody on?
Well, the whole team is doing that. I mean, their two-out runs are incredible. They're 45% of their runs are two-out runs. This is a good team. They're tough to put away. You've talked about offense for years, and I said you better have the pitching first. You and I have gone at that.
Yeah.
This offense is that you can't put them away. You cannot put them away. But
they have been shut out, a dozen times?
It's okay. Duffy in the three spot is hitting over .300 in the three spot. Then you get Posey having the best year of his life and actually becoming maybe the best player in the league right now. Then you get Pence, who in his extrapolated season would be driving in 150 runs. You get Crawford having the breakout season. You have Belt still with 14 homers, slugging close to .500. And you have then you come to Blanco or Pagano, whoever else you want to use. The offense up and down is doing the job, but the top of the order has got to get on, and that makes it go. But with all that said and done, you got to pitch. And you're right. Matt Cain today takes a big spot because Peavy, for me, the question mark is off. He can give you the six you need. I really believe that. Every start he's had has been fine.
Yeah, no, he's a babbler, and he's been better than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, and the ball's down. The bullpen is good to pick him up. Bumgarner is fine. You got to trust him. Heston on the road has become a mystery, and he's got his next two starts have been pointed out. They'll be at home, so he can get straightened out. But after that, you get Vogelsong, and we love Vogie, but, he's a straight ball pitcher, and he's going to get hit, and he got hit yesterday. But this guy, he's in the rotation, Kane, and there's no fallback. Hudson's shoulder, who knows what's going to happen with him if we'll ever see him again. Lincecum, forget it. Kane is the guy because they're gonna stick with him. And the swings and misses scared me. In 80 pitches, he had three swings and misses in his last start. He's been good against the Cubs, but it's like spring training for him. The ball is just not going where it's going. Now, my question to you is, if Kane falters today, what is a fallback for them? What do they do? I guess you just ride it out with them.
Well, and we're getting into the part of the schedule where you're getting too late in the year to lean on anybody in your system, even if you liked somebody, even if you liked a Stratton, even if you liked a Mejia, even if you liked a couple guys down in the Double A or Triple A that you thought maybe could do the job. You know what's the date today? It's the 8th of August. We're getting towards the time of we're getting towards the veteran part of the year.
Exactly.
Where you don't really take chances with young arms. But if you don't have – I mean, the Giants have a very good bullpen that's getting taxed heavily because no starter can get past the fifth inning with any consistency outside of Bumgarner. So that, to me, is the issue. They got to find some – somebody has got to step up, and that somebody's almost has to be Matt Cain to give them seven innings, three out of four starts, to give this bullpen – a little bit of a breather, and to make it a non-essential deal for Bochy to go with eight relievers and a short bench.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it. They don't average six innings a start. There are only a few teams in the league averaging six innings a start. The Cardinals are one of them. They don't get six innings a start. It's not going to happen. They don't average that. This time of year, you want older, capable pitchers. This is the pressure. This is the stretch. You want guys who've been there before. You want good, young, experienced hitters, which they have. they have a relatively young hitting team right now, and it's good, and they've got some experience. But, boy, the starting pitching has just got to pick it up. And, boy, in Wrigley, you know, this wild card thing is problematical. Pittsburgh at home is like 37-18, and they beat Kershaw last night. Kershaw did not have a good game last night. And neither Cole didn't either, but Kershaw didn't. But Pittsburgh at home, St. Louis at home, where the Giants have to go to. Cincinnati, not Cincinnati, but the Cubs, tough team. Cardinals, tough team. Pittsburgh, tough team. The Mets, a tough team. Washington, I think they can handle. I truly think Washington is a flawed team this year. I think they may have to win the division. You know, they may have to win the division.
Well, and maybe, you know, and the way the Mets look right now, it may be easier to outrun the Dodgers in the West. We'll have to see on that. The word I'm hearing on the Nationals is that there's a lot of discontent with Matt Williams.
Oh,
that he's just tight as a drum. That as soon as the game starts, he's like pressing, and that the players are starting to kind of read that vibe off Matt. And we know Matt Williams here because he was a Giant. He's very intense. They called him the Big Marine, but you know, it's a long season, and Bruce Bochy, I think, you know, Williams could look at Bruce Bochy and learn a little something that, hey, man, you cannot drive your guys with that level of intensity every day. You have to, you know, you have to kind of pick your spots. And I think he might be right. Maybe he holding the reins a little tight.
Absolutely. Look, I think you're right. I look at him. You just look at him. You can see how tight he is. You see the way he handles his bullpen. He messed up Storn and Papelbon a couple of times in the last week or two. He lost games with pitchers who I never heard of, that he lost games to the Mets late with Papelbon and Storn still on the
bench. They got outplayed by the Diamondbacks all week long.
Yeah.
I mean, Diamondbacks looked really, really good in that series.
Yeah,
by
I
the
saw
way.
Those.
Arizona's playing ball. I mean, that's another thing. That was another bad omen for the Giants, is that they got games against Arizona in the, you know, coming up in September, I'm sure. And, you know, Arizona is looking good. I mean, they're playing solid baseball right now. So that's frustrating, because you're hoping maybe they'd be like more like Colorado at this point, that they would just be looking towards 2016 and kind of playing out the string, and those would be easy games. Giants Diamondbacks will not be easy games. Yeah. I don't know how many they have left.
Yeah, well,
any.
Probably a half a dozen, probably home and away, and probably something like that. But, you know, it's Tony La Russa. He gets his team ready to play. But they're getting, I think, Houston at the right time.
Yeah, I went to the game last night. I watched Sonny Gray.
What a matchup.
And,
Keuchel,
yeah. I mean, it was – The A's jumped him early, you know, and Sonny Gray, two-pitch combo is filthy. And I heard that the Dodgers, John Heyman had it, that the Dodgers knocked on the A's door all the week before the trade deadline, offering that kid Urias.
I said this last week, remember, Raph? I said it
last week.
Try
to get Sonny Gray.
Absolutely. Forget about all these other people they're getting. Get Sonny Gray, give up Urias, give up Seager.
I wouldn't give up Corey Seager.
Sonny Gray could be a Cy Young for the next 4 years.
Six games against Arizona.
All right.
We've been told in our ear.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, you're the 19-year-old Urias, if they, I would gladly part with him. If I was the Dodgers, I'd get Sonny Gray.
Well,
but
I would, Dodgers, I would have gone after Sonny.
If the A's get rid of Sonny Gray, fold tent. Get out of there. Get out. I mean, contract. Seriously.
What's the difference anyway? Seriously, they're rebuilding constantly anyway.
I know, but just being in the stands there last night, Marty.
1975. When Charlie Finley sold Vita Blue, Raleigh Fingers, and Joe Rudy. For millions of dollars, they've been selling players at the trade deadline since 1976.
Hey, 1989 with Sandy Alderson, they had the highest payroll in baseball.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Well, they're back to the way they used to be.
Yeah, but I mean, just walking around the Coliseum last night and seeing all the Sonny Gray 54 jerseys.
Yeah.
You know, that would, I mean, the A's fan has been kicked in the gut enough. You trade Sonny Gray. I don't care if you get a haul of prospects. You might as well, I mean, like Sabian said at the deadline, you know, If you basically tell everybody, hey, 3 years from now we're going to be something, guess what? They're going to take their money, they're going to put it back in their pocket, and 3 years from now they're going to come spend it.
Well, A's you know, fans are used to it.
I know, but it's still, it was a good time, though. I'll tell you, they give a good environment over
there. It's great. I love the fans over there. The fans over there are terrific. They're wonderful. They're Candlestick fans. They come and they love it. They wait to be there. All right, so here's my point.
All right.
They're getting Houston, I think, at the right time on the road. Houston struggled on the road mightily.
Yeah.
And they're getting Washington probably at the right time. The key to this month is going to be the St. Louis-Pittsburgh stuff. That to me, is going to be the key to the month. They're going into St. Louis and Pittsburgh and
seeing what happens. Those might be the two best teams.
Because they win at home. Both of them are like 74-30 at home, you know, when you add up both teams at home.
And the Pirates really fortified themselves at the deadline. They added Morse. They added Jay Happ.
I don't like – I'll tell you, though, they got Cole, Liriano, Morton, Locke, and Happ. Not so good. Not so good. I like the team on the field.
I mean, here's the thing.
I like the team on the field.
Yeah. I mean, you got to love McCutcheon. Yeah.
Liriano goes today.
And if as long as Liriano's deal has always been
Liriano health. Liriano and Latos.
Yeah, that's a decent matchup. Liriano's thing's always been health. Yeah. You know, the Giants had him as a young farm, in their farm system as a youngster. I remember Jack Hyatt telling me in the 90s, this kid takes your breath away. He's 96 from the left side, but we have fear that he won't stay healthy. And sure enough, that fear prompted the Giants to include him in the Pierzynski deal. That blew up in their face. But this kid, they had it handicapped right. Jack Hyatt was right. The guy's got major talent, mid-90s from the left side, but can he stay healthy? And if he's healthy, he's tough.
Good month of baseball. That, as I said earlier, they just have to play 500 this month, if they can, and then take charge of September. And I agree with you, the Diamondbacks are a little trouble. But I think they're capable of just running through this September thing. But the scary thing here, Chicago's getting momentum. The Cubs are getting a lot of momentum now. The Mets have got their momentum. Pittsburgh is still flying along at home, and they beat everybody. The wild card now is a little bit – it's much more competitive than it was 2 weeks ago. And that's an issue. And I think they may have to win the division to get in.
I kind of agree with you, Marty. The Cubs are interesting. They're so young. I mean,
look how they pitch, though.
Yeah, but I mean, they did.
Wait till the guy tomorrow. Wait till Arrieta pitches tomorrow.
I know. He's, you know, that was a nice little pickup as well. They got him and Pedro Strop from the Orioles. And that both those guys are key parts of their staff. But the guy that they added, who I think may burn them, is Dan Herron.
Well, he's a home run machine.
I mean, Dan Herron has very little left in the tank, and he's going to get four or five starts the rest of the way. I don't know if that was a great pickup for them.
Well, the guy today is huge for them. He had 5 of 7 starts, 1 earned run or less. Kyle Hendricks has been good. He's been a little inconsistent this year, but he's a solid pitcher. Hamill, pretty solid pitcher. Lester's solid. Arrieta's solid. And then you get Herron. So. But the thing is, Addison Russell's playing short. They're playing loose with a lot of momentum. We'll see. We'll see how they've never been down. The thing is, you got to go down this stretch once to see what it's like. It's a horse race. You got to go down once.
Madden's been there.
He has been there.
The players haven't. To me, the key with the Cubs is keep them in the yard. Yeah. Do not let them hit, you know, home runs left and right.
What a part. Hey, how about Fowler yesterday? Fowler right-handed has killed the Giants.
Right, great athlete.
And Osich came in, and boy, hit the ball a mile yesterday.
By the way, what do you think of new configured Wrigley?
I hate it.
It just looks so junky, doesn't it?
It's gigantic. These scoreboards, first of all, they knocked out the people in the apartments. I mean, I think that's like bad form to do. That's bad karma to do.
But those people, of course, were sapping off them.
No, they made a contract with the Cubs. They were paying.
They
paid, but now they're gone. Now, come on, they're gone. They're looking at a scoreboard. This happened way back. I'll give you a history lesson. You can tell this to Gary. In the late 20s at Shibe Park in Philadelphia, Connie Mack had a similar situation. And behind the right field wall, all the apartment houses would watch the Philadelphia A's with great teams, 29, 30, 31, Lefty Grove and all these people. So he put up a wall that was 60 feet high. They called it the spite fence, the spite fence. And after that, the Phillies, the Athletics, didn't win again ever. I think that was it. After he put up the spite fence, it was all over.
Well, I mean, I've been to Wrigley many, many times, and I just to see those monstrosities, I'm sure it makes it a little bit more enjoyable for the fans, but come on. I mean, that's
Wrigley.
It's like having a classic car and putting a spoiler around it or something. It's just a bad look. It just looks out of place
Murph was there. Did you see Murph?
No, I didn't see Murph.
Yeah, on Twitter, Murph, he's got a Duffy jersey on. He's drinking beer with his buddies.
Well, I'll tell you, if you ever want to, if you have a bucket list of sports places to visit, Wrigley's better be on there. Because Wrigley Field it's a different feel than Fenway. I've been to Fenway, too. There's an intensity about Fenway Park where Wrigley gives you that kind of Midwestern summertime carnival feel.
It's great.
But going having a couple beers around the different watering holes around Wrigley Field is a must for all baseball fans.
All right, good game today. Every game now, the story continues. Every game is important now. Every game, you know, the mosaic, pal.
The mosaic.
I'm telling you, the pieces, it's got a long way to go.
Now, how many hours will you and Raf log this weekend?
Well, we'll be on.
What time will you and Raf pull out of this joint today?
About 8 tonight, something like that.
That's if there's no rain. Any rain on the forecast?
No, absolutely not. Don't even say that. Yeah. So here's my last bit of advice.
Yes.
If you win 3, don't get excited. If you lose 3, don't get despair. It's a long way to go, and that's the thing you got to remember. We're at this time of year. Don't get excited.
Well, personally, I think the league thing is a huge shot to the Giants' playoff chances. I mean, honestly, that's how I feel. I feel like Leak is the one starter that could get them into the seventh with some consistency. They absolutely have to have
he'll
that.
Be back.
And how many starts is he going to miss?
He'll probably he'll miss this one, one more, and then he'll be back. I think away St. Louis is when he comes back.
If you could tell me that that's all he'll miss and that Bumgarner, Leak, and Kane will go to the seventh inning more times than not between now and the finish line, then I think the Giants are viable. If not, I think of the playoff teams at presently, they look like the team that's going to get squeezed out.
Yeah, they could. They're hitting beautifully. Larry, they're a tough team to ever put away. You can't put them away because of the hitting. But you got to pitch at some point, and they got to pitch in September, which is really.
Well, and as you said a couple minutes ago, I mean, they got to set the table. Yeah. That part of the Giants' key is setting the table.
How about the panic injury?
That kind of came out of nowhere.
Well, plus there's no end in sight.
Does he have a cortisone shot?
Yes, who knows. This is not good because of what it does at the top of the order. You got to get Pagan out of there. I don't care what you say. Panic's got to come back, and then you got to rework the time.
What do you think is going on with Pagan as far – I mean, obviously physically.
Bad legs.
He's getting – his knees are shot,
bad
the
legs,
back.
Bad back, and he's got no lower power.
But what do you think is going on with the fact that Bochy keeps putting him in center field, leading
What's
him
the
off?
Choice? He has no other choice, I guess. He doesn't want to put Blanco out there, I guess.
I mean, this was not a problem that came up suddenly. I mean, that's the one – if they knew that this guy was banged up and broken down and needed a DL stint, maybe that should have been a priority maybe at the end of July. Maybe they should have pulled the trigger on a Maben or something like that.
I agree.
At the end of July. Now they're sitting around going,
I agree.
Let's force Pagan out there into an injured situation.
It just cannot continue.
I know.
It cannot continue.
He's hurting them in every way.
I don't care who you put out there. He cannot continue. A ball fell in front of him yesterday. You cannot do this. And he's not giving you anything at the top of the order. He's like, I think then who's hot and who's not, I think he's like 5-for-40 or something.
Well, I mean, and yet they looked at their outfield, and they had a Gregor Blanco, and they had Justin Maxwell. Maxwell's hitting like .215. You know, they couldn't upgrade that?
Maxwell, 5-for-22. Pagan, 6-for-his-last-40. No homer, 673 at-bats. Plus, defensively, he's hurting him. Come on, there's got to be a better way, and I think it's important. I was with you. I was all over Maben. I absolutely thought they should have gone after a center fielder.
But, you know, it's funny. I think
I love Parra, but Parra's like another Blanco because he's left-handed. That
right.
was the problem with him.
I mean, you know, Parra was hot. I mean, the advantage, what I really liked about the Leak pickup, I would have liked about the Parra pickup in that Leak comes in after an incredible July, and Parra was hitting .325 right at the deadline. You could have had a real hot hitter maybe having a career year looking to get paid in free agency.
And he plays in this park, and he could play center field in this park.
He's got a great arm,
I love
too.
Him. All right, we got to work.
All right.
All right, nice to see you.
Hey, good seeing you. I'll be listening.
Pleasure. Come on, man. We got to do this more often.
It's my Marty weekend.
All right.
I can watch Giants-Cubs. I can watch Giants-Cubs 162 times a year. I love the brick in the background and the fans, and just the atmosphere is awesome.
All right, now have a good weekend.
Take care, Marty.
All right, that is Larry Krueger. Boy, we got to get back to our show. John Wilson, where are we? My God. All right, we'll take a break. Pat Hughes, play-by-play voice of the Cubs, coming up next right here in the Sports Leader.